Can we have a motion to come back into regular meeting?
So moved.
So moved by Kevin, seconded by Kevin Sturgis. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're now back into regular session.
Great, thank you. So you had a few moments to stand up and breathe and reflect. So what did you think of Sir Kim Robinson's take on?
They're all very good.
Brilliant.
Did you love the whole epidemic of ADHD? It's just fascinating. But it causes us to think. Somebody asked me, well, what do you do? Who asked me, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that he's written a lot of things that, you know, move over and wind TED Talks and all that kind of stuff. It's just great. But we can take, you can't influence, I can, and you're dictated by all this testing. But you can take and look at those things that you said make you successful, and many of them you do, but in terms of really giving children the opportunity to work collaboratively. I mean, I think it's such a great model that you are a collaborative entity, and working together, even if you don't agree, but you look at that as thinking, is more powerful than being alone. African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So I think I sent to Jim or I sent to Drew all of these links in case you want to show them to your spouse or press them. Good stuff. Okay, so if you all collectively won the lottery and walked away from this board for a year, how would the growth, the culture, and innovation look like without you here? What would happen?
You with that one person that's on the board?
Pardon me, if you were all just gone, what would happen over a year? What role do you play in the growth, culture, and innovation of this school district?
Frankly, I think that a new board would be appointed and the school district would move forward with us.
Okay.
If the system is in place correctly, and it should be, you might have people that would come on that would adjust the steerage of the ship, but the ship would in general be going along in the same direction, and it might get some new ideas.
Remember, you want a lot of money, so you're going to a happy place.
How much is a lot of money?
I think the board would, I think the district would continue, and Dean's right. I think probably some new perspective would arise. How would the district form?
I think you see that, though, right now, that there's a change in the administration of Clinton Township Schools K through 8. I'm not going to speak about beyond that because I don't know that much there. And with that change in steerage, if I word it that way, with a new superintendent, I think there's a very, very positive energy that comes along. So part of that, at least my view of the steerage of the ship being the same or better, is that you're bringing in equal or higher quality of people with ideas that people resonate with. Because I think the school system here resonates very much with the new superintendent's ideas and direction. And so in that regard, without a major change in this body, I guess you're a major change, there's gonna be a major change in the schools, because you see that if with energy comes performance and with commitment and belief. And there's another one of these that's going around, I'll try and send it to you, on volunteerism and rewards and recognition. And, you know, what is it that generates a high performer versus a mediocre performer? And typically it's belief or commitment to the system. As somebody working within that system, whatever it is, if I believe in the leader and I believe in what I'm doing and I'm a professional what I'm doing, my performance is going to go that much higher. So if the groundwork has been established properly by this board and the administration here, you would think that you would get a higher quality of person than those of us that are here now. And therefore it would improve. Well, that would be the desire, and all the test taking would go away.
Did Drew win the money too?
Well, no. She can't go.
You can't go.
They can't go.
She's actually an ex officio, but to your point, I don't know if you know this, the most important job of board dev is hiring.
Good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
we know.
Okay, you know that. Mm-hmm. And then you step back again, nose in, hands off, and let the firm continue to work. You see what happened.
You know,
I learned in California, you're going to be so open, but honestly, you just learn something new, you're supposed to do something physical, sound, tactile, and it will remain in your brain longer. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? So did you learn some things that you haven't thought about watching these videos? This is hokey, but it works. California, you go, wah, bam, then it will lock it in your head. Go ahead. I'm dying to give you this.
Remember what?
I can't remember the wrong thing. That's how you close it. And you can call it anything you want. Okay, so you've gone to this island, but that's fantastic. You should feel great. Pat yourselves on the back, kiss your brain, that you have created an organizational structure that, in fact, if you went off to this island or your own islands and you want all this money, the school's going to go on. It's going to continue to grow and perhaps have some new ideas. But you've built an infrastructure for that. You should feel good about it. You should feel good about it. I'm serious. So as we move forward, one of the things we talked about wanting to do, you have on your website, and I'm a little bit confused. Are you talking about board goals, or you've got goals? You have a strategic plan. Somebody explain to me what it is you want to do, because I can get you there pretty quickly.
We're required to have board goals every year.
Okay.
Specific goals for the board, not superintendent's goals. And my understanding is not the district goals.
Right, so these are the goal statements of the district. Attain optimal student achievement. Right, these data. Okay, so this is not what we're talking about.
Yeah, I brought that with me, because I'm not sure everybody.
Okay, so where your goals are gonna come from, again, we can get it. Your goals are coming from the board self-evaluation.
Well, before we, can I interrupt for
go
a second?
Ahead.
Before we go to board goals, based on conversations we've all had since May, we've talked about establishing some sort of process for implementing these values on a meeting-by-meeting basis.
Okay.
And I think personally, I can't speak for the rest of the board, but I think it's important that we establish how we implement these every time we meet and every time we leave a meeting and go out into our community. And then what do we do if we have a situation where the core values that we're going to subscribe to are not
being followed.
And I think we'd be remiss if we left this discussion about core values without doing those two things, with putting in an implementation process. And then, you know, you so eloquently in that meeting in May said, well, if you don't do this, you don't get dinner tonight, and you turn the plate over. Well, we haven't turned the plate over yet. And I don't know if you want to, because Dr. Clark and Heather weren't here. I don't know if you want to revisit.
I was telling an example that I have. I can tell you all about parenting because I'm not one. So I have all the advice in the world for you. But my friend, he was my mentor and friend, he had this great way of raising his kids. And he said that they were supposed to mow the yard. And if you didn't mow the yard by Friday, whatever, you didn't sit down for dinner. And the kids were, you know, goofing around or whatever. And they came and sat down. And he's, you know, no argument, no screaming, that was your choice. And guess what they went down and did? You know, it was moving. So it's knowing the consequences before it happens. Mm-hmm. So it may be well worth the choice. And that's what I tell kids. If you hit another child, it doesn't happen. But if you choose it, it was worth it for me to meet you, Kevin, you know that you're out of school for 3 days. It might even work that you may really alert me. But, you know, and it goes on my record and blah, blah, blah. But if I know up front what those consequences,
I'm asking for the two things. How do we implement these at meetings, committee meetings or regular meetings, and when we leave? Mm-hmm. And then what happens if we, or individual or a group of individuals, don't adhere to the values we all subscribe to, and hopefully at the next meeting we can vote on as a group and make this who we are from here forward.
I'm thinking that there's a step before that for the board. And that is, I think there's been a healthy discussion about these core values, but I think there has to be an acceptance, right, by every member of this board, all right, and at these meetings, that these are the values, mm-hmm, that we're going to abide by, mm-hmm, that we all believe in these values. Because if we don't all accept to start with, that we believe in these values, that these are our, this is our core, right, how we're going to function, then it, consequences, I mean, when I make a contract with kids, all right, we agree to the contract first. So it seems to me that maybe, Pamela, I'm looking at you for some direction here, it seems to me that maybe there should be a motion that we accept these core values as a board, that these are our core values, this is what we believe in, and this is what we're going to work towards. I mean, I think we all understand that we are imperfect human beings,
that's
and we're going to make mistakes along the way. But
holding ourselves to a high standard.
Right.
And you're agreeing as, you know, back to the motion to look, we're agreeing as a team that collectively we're holding ourselves, recognizing that conflict is thinking.
Yes.
But it's not being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. It's not breaching confidentiality. It's in fact having the discussions in the appropriate place, committees or however you do that. But that, I mean, you guys, I swear I'll write an article about it. This is what boards need to do. They need to understand that it's their common purpose and focus, and know that it's hard being human 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And it's hard serving those kids, and what you're doing in this district is so powerful. Mm-hmm. So if you can agree, and it's like Kim promises us, we aren't going to lower our standards, so we want to do that. You're in fact committing, making a commitment, which I think is newsworthy. So yes, absolutely. You have to decide that you are. And you've got, I think, a couple of people. You're not Michelle.
No, I changed those little operations.
So that's the discussion.
Do we have to make a motion first and then have a discussion on whether we accept or not?
Yes, we make a motion. Somebody has to second the motion, and then you would discuss.
I'd like to make a motion that the Clinton Township Board of Education adopt the core values that we worked on in May, and the core values we talked about and discussed this evening as a standard for our operations and how we behave in the future.
Second.
All right, we have a motion, and we have a second by Kevin Malloy. If we have any discussion on the motion.
I'd like to raise a point to it. Because it, first of all, Dr. Clark, I think you're right. I think we do need to accept these, and I think we need to accept them as who we are, what we're about. And I also think we need to accept them as guidelines for our private and public conduct as representatives of the board. Pamela, you mentioned something, I think it might have been you, in prior meetings. One of the things that's interesting about this is there was a phrase called process guardian. I think that's, for those who weren't aware, the process guardian is going to be somebody that, and it can, it doesn't have to be somebody, it doesn't have to be the same person every time, I don't think, but there is a role of process guardian that basically acts as sort of the, for lack of a better term, the ombudsman of our guidelines for board meetings and executive session meetings and committee meetings, and that person as the process guardian will sort of gently guide individual board members or specific board members who may be sort of moving away from the accepted guidelines during the course of board business and sort of gently nudge them back in or potentially call a foul. I think process guardian is a great idea, and I think that we should also adopt that as a part of adopting these guidelines and having them govern our conduct. I don't know what anybody else thinks about that. We can amend the motion if we all agree to it, but I happen to think that the concept of the process guardian is excellent. And I think it can only add value. I don't think it takes anything from what we do. I think it's an all upside.
There's a wonderful quote that relates to this. I don't know who said it. It wasn't me. So, but a friend is someone who reminds you of who you are when you forget. And so, to me, the process guardian is that friend at the table who's going to remind us about these core values if we go off kilter.
Any suggestion that might be?
I think the process, I happen to think that the process guardian should rotate. I think having one person makes it stagnant. I think rotating it provides everybody with a constant frame of reference of what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it and what exactly these core values mean. I think it'd be educational for it to rotate. How it rotates, I mean, we can draw lots, we can shoot free throws, we can pick it a lot of different ways, we can go alphabetical order, or we can, you know, we can do it by, you know, the board president at his discretion can, in advance when we're doing the agenda meetings, we can maybe announce somebody to be the process guardian for that public meeting. I think the committees can self-govern on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then the committees, we probably just need to self-govern on that.
I think so. I think committee chairpersons are probably, certainly, we put enough trust in them that they can guard, they can help be the process guardian.
Two things, Holmes.
If you think about this, each of you represents a particular constituency, all right, in Clinton Township, and if you rotate it, right, you each bring, I believe, each of you has a different gift that you bring to the board table to share. And so as you're rotating it, each of you gets an opportunity to kind of give your perspective on it as well, which I think adds to the core values. And I would say I highly recommend that everybody on the board have an opportunity to be the process guardian and have that experience and bring their gift to the table.
What do we do with a situation where we have the majority of the board does not agree with something that the process guardian comes up with that particular night? Let's say Michelle Christie is the process guardian and she calls Dan out on something.
Nobody's going to cross Michelle, Jim.
Seriously, what do we do in a situation like that? And the majority of the board does not agree with her, but she's the one we appointed for that particular night as our process guardian.
It's a good question, and then Mark, I know you have a couple things to say. I think that we're not going to get this right but through trial and error, Jim. I think that's something we have to learn. First of all, that type of healthy conflict and debate will probably make us better at what we do. I think that is an opportunity for us to actually resolve a conflict and come to some sort of consensus. Certainly, we're a collaborative body. Certainly, the process guardian can get it wrong or fallible. I really don't have an answer, I think, other than trial and error.
That would be a good opportunity for the board in general to participate in discussion about that particular issue and come to consensus, then move back onto the discussion.
Yeah, I think we can stop, spend 30, 60, yeah, 90 seconds on it.
I thought you were going to say
and move forward.
That's the implementation piece that Maria's talking about. Right. Maybe you said if there's disagreement, all right, you maybe set a time limit for the discussion so that you don't have a extended board meeting. There's a 5-minute discussion. We're going to come to agreement on it. And maybe in our core values, I'm taking a leap here, all right, but I trust Pamela so much. Maybe we should put in our core values that we believe that conflict is thinking.
Constructive conflict.
Go ahead. Mark, you wanted to add something?
Yes. This is the first time I'm seeing you, which is not detrimental in itself. I wasn't at the initial meeting, so this is my first time. But more importantly...
But you got a copy of this before, right?
But more importantly, we're missing a member here who's not able to vote, and I think we should... I'm going to ask that we maybe can table this until the actual next regular meeting, because I think out of respect, if we're going to do this as a team, we should have everybody here. And we're missing Michelle Sullivan tonight, and I think it's rational, I think it's prudent, and I think it's a key team concept to have every single member vote on this, if we're going to vote on it. I would like to have her here if we're going to vote. I'd like to have a 9-board member at our regular next meeting. I'm confident it's going to be there. I think it's the right thing to do with respect for our fellow board members. What's another 2 weeks? I mean, let's wait until she's here. It shows continuity. It shows teamwork. It's the right thing to do, I believe.
Is everybody going to be here? It's a vacation month in August for everybody.
I'm here on the 27th. I would just note that Michelle was here when we developed these.
No, no, but we're actually going to vote on them now, and I think, I just think it's the right thing to do.
I'm not comfortable.
I'm not comfortable voting with the board member absent. I think if we're going to be team concept here, we're going to do it together for out of respect for our fellow board member. I think we should just wait 2 weeks. I'm not going to make or break anything. Nothing's going to change here. We're not adding or deleting anything.
I think Mark's right. I think all nine members of the board should be given the opportunity to vote on this at the same time. I think Mark raises a good point for lots of reasons.
I'm not disagreeing, but what's the backup plan if for some reason someone isn't here?
Yeah, I might not be here on the 27th. I may have a family event that night.
That's what I'm worried about. Like, we've pushed this out since May. Something happens to somebody's child or something.
We used to do a thing called a straw poll, so if you see that evidence in your present, isn't that prepared to vote for it in the future? It's, you're not taking official action, but you're just let the board chair know that. So if somebody is absent and the other people are here, then you know you can move forward with it. So it was called straw poll. I think that's the
There's always the classic 7 a.m. If we just, you know, do a quick boom, vote on it and move.
But if we have to.
But Mark's point is, in my opinion, well taken, and I think when we do vote on this as a larger board, I think all nine members of the board should be present.
And I guess I'm going to go back to my concern that in the last few meetings, everybody, I missed a meeting, Michelle's missed a meeting, mm-hmm. people for various reasons.
At the end of September.
What?
We're looking at the end of September to be able to.
Well, is this a valuable thing to adopt? Does everyone agree with that? If that's the case, maybe I can make a recommendation that we, the members that are present, vote on this right now. Mm-hmm. Request that the first part of the agenda for the 27th meeting, I think is the next meeting, is that we engage Michelle, who is already a part of this, mm-hmm. has already seen these and is familiar with them and was very integral in developing them. Get her vote at that time also, and if her concurrence is yay, then we have, I will say unanimous, assuming everyone says yes.
I'm not comfortable with that. We're piecemealing it. I don't think we as a board should be piecemealing votes.
So I would say vote no.
I'd rather at least take a vote now and move this
get
forward.
Get it off the ground.
It's been sitting since May. When were you here? May 21st. You know, and unfortunately, we all have life, and we may all commit to being here. And I think Dan's suggestion is a good one. It's not leaving her out. She'll be part of it in 2 weeks. But we're going to potentially go eight more weeks before we implement it. And I don't think we want to.
Primarily why we're here tonight.
It is.
What if we take up the suggestion of the straw poll, and anyone here can just indicate whether they're likely to vote? We have voted no. And if everybody indicates that they would have voted yes, then we know that everybody here will vote yes at some time in the future.
Can we move it forward on a straw poll vote?
No. It's not moving forward.
It's
a conversation.
How about the fact that I agree it would be nice to have Michelle here as well, but no, the other Michelle might not be here. Michelle Cresty, if you're not present, would you be okay with us moving this forward on the 27th and voting on it?
Yes.
Would that work?
So on the 27th, at the next regular meeting, we'll vote on it.
Right. You know, for what it's worth, too, I think we can all agree that these are, whether or not, I don't plan on not abiding by these until we vote on them. I think these are.
It's a formality.
Exactly.
This is,
there's nothing here that should be, oh God, I didn't know we were supposed to behave that way. I like this process, and I like what it stands for, because it codifies who we are and what we're going to govern. But, you know, for what it's worth, I'll straw poll tonight, and if circumstances prevent me from attending on the 27th, you guys have absolutely my permission on the record to move this without me.
When we do that?
Sure. Do we have anybody here this evening that would not vote for this at the August board meeting? That would not vote for this at the August board meeting? Okay. So then,
I'm sorry. Can we vote on this now, straw poll vote? But then, And I don't know, maybe it's...
No.
There is no such thing as really an official straw poll.
It's a consensus. If we get a consensus.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we...
But before we...
I thought I just got a consensus.
You did. Mm-hmm. But before we... I just want to ask a question.
All right. But we do, we have a motion on the floor and we have a second. So we have to get somebody to withdraw that motion.
Or we table it.
Mm-hmm. We table the motion.
We table it.
I asked for the motion to table. I think I asked for it to be tabled.
But it has to be second
the table.
But Maria had a question, so I think it's part of the discussion, right?
Right.
Oh, okay, so we're not going to do it. So I was just wondering over the next couple of weeks, I mean, I'll volunteer to do it and get input from everyone else, but I'd like to put a little bit more formality around this. And just, you know, things like maybe keeping a copy of the core values at each board member's table setting when we have a meeting so that it's there in case we need a reminder. Or if the process guardian raises a question or a point on the core values, we all have it there to reference. Like Dr. Clark said, let's put some, you know, how do we come to consensus and what's that time frame and who leads that consensus, and a process kind of around that. And if we don't come to consensus, then what's the next step? I think we're not gonna think of everything now. We're gonna make mistakes and we're gonna learn as this process goes, but I think if we could put a little bit more structure around this, share it with everybody, I think that would just kind of help us, because this is like a work in progress. I don't think this is concrete, and it's like playing a game. You know, we're gonna learn, we're gonna make mistakes, we may wanna add things, change things. But I think we need a little more structure now than just saying, okay, these are our core values. And
so if we change them, do we have to keep voting on them? I mean, every year we're going to vote on them? How would it, I mean, if you make changes to the document, you voted on a document, then you're going to make changes to it.
You would vote on it as amended.
Okay.
Going forward.
All right.
And
I'm
not suggesting that we do that over the next 2 weeks. I'm just saying that let's put some process around this.
So what you're saying is that there would be the core values that the board would vote on, right? Then we would have a process attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a separate vote or?
I think it would probably need
values?
To be a separate vote, right?
Would that be in the form of a policy?
A policy.
That's what I was, right, we're gonna create a policy around it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A process guardian is policy.
Yeah.
Let it come out of your policy and curriculum committee.
Yep. You know, if anybody can scenario plan in their mind of things we should potentially prepare for and then send it to Rachel, and we could work on it that way. Again, this is not, you know, this is a work in progress. We're going to learn over time, but we should have some sort of structure so we can learn what we're doing well and not well and then make adjustments accordingly. And then we talked about, you know, what happens if these don't get followed, and I'm eager to learn what your experiences are. Last time you used the word sanctions, I was wondering if you could share a little bit more with that, and I don't know if that's part of this discussion as well.
I have this vision of your middle school students sitting here watching this and being so proud because they're watching you wrestle through some really tough issues about how you work together as a group. And then I've seen you talk respectfully. I hear you say that and forth, all those things. And I think that is so unique what you're showing to, and you are operating like this for that. And that's loving. That's really good. As far as if somebody chooses not to do something, and that's how I never say somebody's a bully. I say somebody uses bullying behaviors. Because a bully is a terminal blight. So if someone chooses not to, again, I knock Kevin out, and I know I'm suspended for 2 days, but it is worth it to me. I know in advance that was the choice. So sanctions can be anywhere from physically just not talking to the person, writing to Kevin. Kevin, you were out of line. You were disrespectful. You came with your own agenda. You had nothing to do with kids. You just wanted the zoning district move so you could then party. You know, whatever. Outrageous. And we as a group, by declaration, we are censoring you for that inappropriate behavior. And we expect, because we know better, you're going to.
I think we're all big boys and girls that we're going to adhere to this. I think it's, you know, I think that can be problematic, because what if there's some issues with some board members that may not get along? I mean, who knows? Now it becomes political that there may be some dynamics involved. I don't think that's a good idea. We need to respect each other's opinions. These are the core values. We're all here. We're big boys and girls. We know we're going to expect, we know what's expected of us. I just think it can get messy, it can get political, somebody doesn't like somebody, you know, that kind of thing. It just becomes, it can get too personal. Right now, you know what, again, there's still some issues lingering right now. And because of that, this could, you know, your sanctions could create a problem for many people out there.
You know, Mark, can I give you another perspective on that? Because you're right, that possibility does exist. Alternatively, the possibility exists that if we all agree that these were behaviors and there are consequences to willfully or continually turning your back on those behaviors or behaving in a contradictory manner, those consequences are what will prevent personal animus, political issues from potentially popping up in a board meeting. My take on this is that by all agreeing to abide by this and do things in this manner, what we end up with is a board that knows where the water's edge is of conflict and personal disagreement. Just an altering perspective. I think that's, for my money, I think that having, I mean, these are guidelines that are just put out there for the purposes of just sort of gauzy rhetoric,
right, no,
are rendered meaningless.
I'm confident we're going to adhere to them, because we do already.
I agree, but you did mention that you're concerned that if there are, if the board, and we can talk about this through the committee and process, if there's reservations about sanctions, or if there's reservations about failure to adhere, and we remove sort of, I'll give you, I'm saying this Bailey, but if we all agree that nobody here is going to drive 75 miles an hour down the street on the way home, yet there's a 35 mile an hour speed limit. All we're doing is instituting speed limit. I think that by instituting rules and expected behaviors and putting, however you want to structure them, you know, censure, sanction, reslap, whatever, I think what we're doing is helping ourselves to enforce that good behavior and leaving issues that may bleed into the board table away from the board table.
Don't we have a code of ethics already? I mean, we have a code of ethics that we abide by.
Yes, we do. However, as you said, there's other issues here. You've mentioned them yourself.
Oh, there are.
Let's codify what we're talking about. Let's agree that we're all going to agree to do this, and let's agree that there are consequences for failing to do so. We all do it as a 9-member body, and then if there's agreement that somebody has failed to live up to that, we can say, hey, wait a minute, you were here, you voted on it, you agreed that if you didn't do this, that there were going to be some repercussions. And look, nobody's talking about, you know, the stocks I'm not talking about the stocks, but it's just a way of sort of helping to reinforce those good behaviors. All behavior is based on risk and reward or fear of punishment, for lack of a better term. I just think that this is just a way to help standardize that.
I also think you should flip it and say,
it's a roadmap for behavior, as Mark says. It's the speed limit. You're watching the speed limit, and this is a guideline on our behavior.
And the thing I like about the process guardian thing is that the process guardian now has the ability to correct the course before it gets out of hand. That's what to me is so great about the concept is, you know, the Senate has a parliamentarian, Congress has a parliamentarian, and they can say, wait a minute, you're coloring outside the lines here, and that way, before it gets out of hand, we can all say, okay, let's stop. Are we coloring outside the lines? Yeah, okay, fine. and we move back along. So
I think it also, it says something to everybody else who's not within the group of 9 or 11. It says that we're holding each other to a standard and that we're serious about this standard. It's just not a piece of paper, you know, that we put on a table and we just read it and, oh, that's nice. We're serious about how we want to behave and how we implement our business and how we take care of our children and how we represent our community. And if we don't have, you know, some sort of consequences for not, it almost means nothing. And so the community's going to go, well, that's nice, but didn't they have a code of ethics before and then they have this and that? And I think if we put something around it, it just makes it that much more believable that we believe in it and that we're gonna work to uphold what we've written.
And Mark, to your suggestion that someone would use this as a quote-unquote political axe or something of that nature there, I think that would be the responsibility of this board to stand up and say, I'm sorry, that's in violation of the core values. That if someone or ones were doing that, that's an opportunity for this board to stand up and say, we adhere to the values, we're going to support those, and we're going to continue on with them.
Well, that's, well, not going to get
you to don't seem
topic.
Convinced.
I'm not going to get into that topic right now.
That's the topic. It is the topic.
The topic of what I believe is you're not being accurate on certain things, but that's not.
So you sound like you're not supportive of these values.
No, because we're not practicing it right now.
Then that seems to, your statement seems to be the very statement of support that this board needs to rally behind to say, we want to make these work, and we're going to have an ombudsman, et cetera. We're going to have somebody watching over.
Once again, we're playing catch-up. We dropped the ball, and now we're playing catch-up. Incidents in the past have happened. They have gone unnoticed, and now we're going to just move forward and wipe the slate clean and address this.
So whatever those behaviors are that you're not supportive of, you're comfortable letting those go and not putting forth as a guideline of values that the board would continue or would look to act on going forward?
Accountability has not been taken care of yet.
So you're not committed to changing that?
Are you psychoanalyzing me or something? You keep asking me questions after. It's like you're
Well, no, I'm looking at that. I think most of the people in this room, myself included, are supportive of implementing these values.
Yes, I am.
What I'm hearing each time from you is a reason why not to. So I'm trying to.
No, I don't think we need sanctions. I'm a big boy. I'm a 45-year-old man. Okay? I don't need sanctions like a little pacifier in my mouth, like a child. We're all adults. We're elected officials. The public has entrusted us to do the right thing at this podium. I think we could handle it. That's my opinion.
But you just, in your own breath, said that it hasn't been handled the way you wanted it in the past, so this is a way that we can correct that for you.
I don't think we're going to be taking steps backwards here and address what really needs to be addressed.
But no one wants to take a step backwards. You want to take a step forward.
Right.
There's
certain issues that are left unanswered. I believe accountability still has not been taken care of by certain actions that were taken.
All right, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Sure.
What
are you talking about?
I think we all know what we're talking about. I have put forth a good effort to ask Jim to do the right thing. Jim made a statement he felt was correct. Subsequently, he said, there's no evidence. At that point, I asked my fellow board members to, can we move on here? The board issues an apology because Jim dragged everybody into this by his actions. And I respect the decision. There was two resolutions. I tried to change the wording in good faith. I mean, I tried to change the wording to make it more friendly, to make it more amicable, and that still was not good enough. And I don't know any lawyer that would take a case with no evidence. I don't know any lawyer that would seek a prosecution when someone says they have no evidence. I mean, I don't understand why my fellow board members said, you know what, if the guy says there's no evidence, then there's a mistake here. We need to move on.
Let's set the record straight. I never said there's no evidence. I said there's no irrefutable evidence.
Okay, irrefutable.
No, yeah, there's a big difference. What I was waiting for was maybe an apology from you and from Michelle Sullivan. You and Michelle Sullivan spoke to...
We need a timeout.
I don't have to apologize to you. You're the one who made the baseless accusation.
Going right back to our values, how about we do this with respect and maintain a certain level of decorum in talking with each other?
I didn't raise my voice.
That's fine. Right. Did you or did you not speak to Nick Korkadilis prior to him sending that email out?
I have expressed no confidential information outside of executive session.
That's not what I asked you.
That's what I'm telling you. Your thing was that confidentiality was breached from executive session. I am saying to you now, there has been no breach of confidentiality outside of executive session. If you think there is, Mr. Board President, I suggest you get the paperwork going and file an ethics charge. If you feel that comfortable, if you feel that strong, if you think the attorney is going to back this up, then you should do it. Because I asked you, what charges are you going to bring up that day? You didn't supply me with anything. If you had anything, you would say, Mr. Freda, we're bringing up charges. Here's the goods. You made a mistake. Man up, fess up. It's okay to make a mistake, Jim. We're a forgiving society. It's okay to make a mistake on things like this.
But there's a difference of opinion.
You don't believe that confidentiality was breached?
I did not breach confidentiality outside of executive session. What more don't you understand?
Did I say you did?
Oh, you? You. I have a question. Have the executive session minutes been made public? Right, they have been made public from March 29th. Am I correct?
Yes. They marked the
question. They have.
The question that he asked.
And I'm going to say that in exec. So I could talk about it March 29th executive session.
Did you hear the question that he asked?
Yeah, I'm going to tell him. March 29th executive session minutes. You were not at the. You weren't even on the board at the time.
No, but I'm just listening.
I know
here.
You're trying to get involved, but you weren't even around.
But I heard a gentleman ask you a question.
And I'm going to tell you. In executive session minutes, in the executive session minutes, you pointed out myself and Michelle Sullivan in executive session minutes.
As what? As being named in an email.
That's right.
All right, but that's not talking about confidentiality.
That's what your statement was about, breach of confidentiality and about the email. That's what it was.
You named myself and Michelle Sullivan.
And we defended ourselves, and it wasn't even in the minutes. It wasn't even in the minutes when we defended ourselves. How dare that not be in the minutes? And I asked Mr. Al Del Sordi at the time to fix those minutes so it did reflect myself and Michelle that we did defend the situation. And I have the email here if you want.
There was a breach in confidentiality. I never said that you or Michelle breached confidentiality.
Oh, you could spin this any way you want. Believe me, you could spin any way you want. If you want to bring ethics charges, go. Let's do it. All I asked for was an apology from the board.
Someone else is speaking. Now's your time to listen.
I would like to offer this as a suggestion for the whole board. We've spent a considerable amount of time on this topic since March 29th. I frankly want to focus on children, and I want to focus on educating our children and using our tax dollars wisely.
Amen.
What I would like to propose to the board is that we have an investigation and that we publish what the results are for this, so that we can find out exactly what happened and put this to bed.
Then do it.
Because,
you know, if you want, go ahead, do it.
Because to have a conversation of he said, she said, and not coming to a way to rectify it is not going to get us back on focusing on children.
There's no end.
This is the fifth consecutive public meeting where we've had this discussion.
The only investigation you're going to have is to put it before the state ethics committee, the board. So go do that. Fill out the paperwork, get it going, because you don't have an investigation like Inspector Clouseau here. It's not that kind of investigation.
So, Mark, if I hear you correctly, you're suggesting that we put...
I'm not suggesting. If you think...
Is that not what you just said, though?
No, because...
Is that not what you just said?
I am saying, if you think... Maria, shut up, please.
Whoa.
Okay,
you're in violation all the way through. You've been raising your voice.
I apologize.
You're disrespecting.
All right, I apologize. I said I apologize.
And again, you're doing it again. You need to listen to the tape and see how you're behaving.
All right, I said I apologize.
You're not behaving like a 45.
Because, Maria, you're putting words in my mouth.
No, I didn't. No, she did not.
No, I just heard you tell Mr. Dinkoff.
I said, if he wants to. I said, if he wants to.
And file the paperwork to bring up ethics charges.
Yeah.
Is that what you truly want this board to do?
If Jim Dinkoff, the board president, thinks that that's the right thing to do, and the board thinks that's the right thing to do, and you have evidence, then you should. But rest assured, I will file a counter-complaint. Based on, frivolous complaint. I will file it with the School Ethics Commission because I believe it's to harass an official or to use a complaint process for political or personal gain. That's what I will do.
Mark, you all but dared Jim to do
that. I'm not daring him because all I asked was an apology. Because you said, Jim, there's no irrefutable evidence. Oh, so Mr. Frieda, Mark, whatever you want to call me, you know what? I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have said what I said. I didn't do the right thing. And then he took us into executive session wrongly.
Mark, when was your name published and let out to the community?
I don't actually think that we should be doing this.
Redacted.
I don't think we should be doing this right now. Maria,
yep.
You put forth an idea. I'll supplement that idea. Let's see if this works, because we're not getting anywhere.
No.
Since March, April, May, June, July, here we are. Today is, August 14th,
yep.
And we've now lost more time and man hours to this. So, Mark has a complaint. Jim has a complaint. Let the State Ethics Commission investigate both.
Yes.
Let them investigate this entire board for any wrongdoing on anybody's part. We all agree, as a board, to abide by the ruling and the findings.
All I wanted to do, I had to talk about it. I asked to talk about it. Maria, I apologize again. I'm sorry. I was out of line. You're right. It got the best of me. I'm apologizing. I'm man enough. I was wrong. I seriously apologize. I shouldn't have said that. That was totally out of line to me. And all this is getting to me because I just want to put an end to it.
And again, it brings us back to why we have these.
I know, but the problem is we can't move forward with this when we still have a lingering issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We still have this lingering issue, and we can't move forward.
Mark,
We can. Because a lot of differences are settled like that, where you say, you agree to disagree, and that's what there is here. There's an agreement.
But an accusation is not an agreement.
Please, can I just I'll put my 2 cents in, and if you want to disagree with me, go right ahead. We have a disagreement here. We can agree to disagree on that issue and go forward with a plan and a program that we all agree with, and at least with a consensus of, you know what, things happened in the past, I'm not happy with my past behavior, however, we are going to take a new route and we are all going to agree and go down this new path. A path that's going to be efficient, that is going to accomplish the goals that I think that we all want to accomplish, and move forward. Not call names, not do any of these counterproductive things.
You make a valid point, but there's still a trust issue here that I feel my fellow board members don't trust me as a fellow board member because of this situation.
And do you think this conversation is improving that problem?
Well, at least we're airing it out. I mean, whether it's right or wrong, at least it had to be aired out.
Well, we talked a lot about conflict being good and conflict being productive, and I think that in some respects it is, but there's a point, I think, where conflict becomes really detrimental, and people say things that are very hurtful. And you know what? When words are out of your mouth, you can't get them back. So I think there comes a point now. We understand your position, Mark. We understand, and I think that we should all look at each other with respect and go forward to ourselves, to what our jobs are here, and move forward and do it. And I think that the resolution is that we are all going to agree to go and abide by our code of conduct that we've collectively put together. It's not any one person's code of conduct. It's 9 persons put that together. And if that's something that we can all agree with, then we go forward with that understanding, with respect to every single person, respect to all opinions, respect to the protocols that we have in place.
And Michelle, may I supplement that quickly? Along with the remedy if we believe that those that this code of ethics is not being adhered to. The ability to discuss it internally and police ourselves internally.
Which shows a respect, use the word respect about 10 times, but it shows a respect for the process. It shows that, yes, we are putting teeth in it. We are putting teeth in this. Now, these aren't just words. We are giving ourselves our own penalties.
It puts credence into the mm-hmm. document. You know, if we don't have, it's like with your kids. If they don't know there's a consequence, mom's a pushover, dad's a pushover. Yeah. We put something, it gives credence, and it has value.
We have to follow. Yeah.
And relative to the investigation issue, the only reason we bring that up is because if we can't do it amongst the nine of us, perhaps a third party will give us all something that we can say, fine, a disinterested party looked at this. I happen to think that what Michelle suggests is probably the right way to go.
What do you want to do?
But if we can't find resolution, I'm out of options.
Whatever, you know what? Again, if you feel it's in the best interest.
We're asking you what you think. We want your input.
My input is I feel there's damage right here. And I don't feel that the damage is going to get satisfied until, you know, when someone says no irrefutable. I don't know how
Mark,
much more clear
I'm,
you
I'm,
can be.
Can I tell you how I feel? And I'll let the other board members do this. You keep saying we can't move forward, yet for five consecutive public meetings, you were the one who brought it up. I will remind you at the June public meeting when you brought your resolution, and you said, I believe, I'm trying to bring closure to this. Yeah. I will abide by how the board votes. The board rejected your resolution 7-2. Where's the closure?
The closure on the resolution is there, but the closure on the feelings and the hurtness.
Well,
you know, that's a little bit beyond. You know, these are accusations. These are serious
Mark,
accusations against integrity.
As we're
again,
all
I would say the United States Treasury Department. I have 22 years' experience. I am scrutinized daily, day in and day out. As a federal employee for the United States Treasury, no disrespect to anybody here, I'm scrutinized more than anybody at this table, even when I'm off the job. And my record
I don't
is
think
impeccable.
You're, I don't think
my
you're
record is spotless.
Not to get into too minutia. One, you don't know what the rest of us do for a living or where you work, so I'm not
well,
necessarily...
Well, when you work for the United States Treasury Department, there is a big, big difference here. No disrespect.
Mark, okay, well...
When it comes to being looked at ethically,
okay.
Integrity, I'm
Mark,
sure you can concur.
Mark, I'm going to talk now. I appreciate your scrutiny as a federal employee, okay? I get it. Having said that, you said in June this was the last we would hear of it if we voted it down. You have not upheld that. So... We now have before us one of two options. One, we take Michelle's eminently reasonable suggestion that we simply agree, let us move forward as a body. We are killing this district's reputation with this stuff. Killing it. Or...
Whose fault is it? Not my fault. I didn't make that
decision. Mark, stop trying to assign blame. Let's move forward. We all agree these are our core values, and here you are. Completely abjuring all of
because
them.
We got to get through that before we can get to this.
Disagree.
We voted.
And if you disagree, I will give you the remedy. We move forward, or we call the State Ethics Commission, and the nine of us agree to be investigated for our behavior as a body, and we all agree whatever the findings of the State Ethics Commission are the findings of the State Ethics Commission, including whatever happens as a result of it.
Whatever you want to do.
Mark, wait a minute. See, now you're equivocating, and quite frankly, it's wrong what you're doing. What you're doing is saying, I want satisfaction, I want this, I want that, I can't
well,
get it. I
say,
I'm going to finish. Here are two remedies. I go, great, and then you go, no, whatever you guys want to do.
Because
No. You're 45, you work for the federal
you
government.
You voted on the resolution 7-2, so obviously you think there's
right,
merit to
you
what
you
so then if you...
Mark,
I'll,
you know what you
what
want?
What do my fellow board members want to do? I'm going to ask that. What do my fellow board
why can't
members...
you take responsibility
yeah,
for
Mark,
what
you're the
yourself?
One... Mark, there's a great saying my dad had. Never point out a problem without a solution. Mark, what I'm trying to do is figure out where you want to go. You've identified the problem. We've got two solutions before us. You can propose a third, or you can pick one of the two. Instead, when it's put to you, you say, whatever you guys want to do. Well, that's not fair to this
because
board.
You voted 7-2 to shoot down the resolution. So obviously, you feel the resolution doesn't have merit.
No, I didn't feel it had
no,
merit.
No, I didn't feel it had merit.
That's why I voted no.
But I also remember you saying it was the last we would hear of it.
And Mark, you asked me to support you two meetings ago, and I sent you a note. Can you show me, as an independent person who wasn't in the meetings, any documented evidence that's either written or audio where any individual on the board, I didn't single out anyone, any individual on the board has mentioned your name in association with that. And what did you tell me? I'm not going to be bothered doing that.
Well, I said I couldn't talk because it was an exec. I couldn't go into
detail. That's not what you said. I'm not going to go over that. I'm not going to be bothered with it.
No,
I've got the email still.
I have some emails. It also says it was, so, I couldn't talk about
in
it.
In that regard, as an independent person that's come here, I voted no each time. And the reason I voted no is there is nothing in front of me with your name on it. Nothing. So I ask you, if you submit that resolution again or ask me, just me, not the rest of the board, to support you, based on what do you expect me to support you on?
Somebody's saying they have no irrefutable evidence.
Nick, you're saying that your name was mentioned. You asked me to support a resolution exonerating you from having done something, and I'm asking you for show me something that identifies you as the person that committed whatever.
I'll tell you. Obviously, the issue is between Jim and myself. We have a difference
no.
here.
But you're your asking the board to support you, but there's no evidence of your name being mentioned. So if you show me that evidence, I told you this in my email,
the executive session minutes are available now, aren't they?
Yes.
But here's the problem. They weren't accurate because they don't reflect the true dialogue that myself and Michelle Sullivan discussed. Now we got an issue. That they're not accurate because there was nothing put in there for myself and Michelle Sullivan.
Were the minutes approved?
What was the vote on the minutes?
I don't know off the top of my head. I apologize.
And the problem is, yes. And I sent Mr. Del Sordi an email saying, Mr. Del Sordi, I think before, Michelle's not here. I said, can you, I think you should reflect. And I could send it to you, Dr. Clark, if you want. I could send you the email, believe me. And he said to me, the minutes are approved, I can't. I said, but it's not reflective of the proper nature. You know, I think there was a taxpayer wanted a copy of them. And I said, before you make them public, I said, you really need to put in there what was said because myself and Michelle spoke up on this issue. And there was nothing that we spoke up on in the minutes.
Can I ask a question? Heather, is it possible to amend the minutes?
Mr. Del Sordi said no.
But they've been approved. I would need to go back.
Let's presume these facts. There were minutes. Let's presume they were approved. Is it possible at this juncture to make a motion and have them amended?
I'm sorry.
Do you recall that myself and Michelle did speak up at that meeting?
Well, Mark, if I heard you correctly, and there's been so much dialogue, I apologize if I
no,
didn't
I understand.
Capture
no,
what you just said correctly. You said that your names were in executive minutes or...
Jim mentioned the executive session,
okay,
not the minutes.
But that wasn't made public and still isn't public because it wasn't in the minutes?
So no, the executive session minutes were made public. They were made public, the executive session minutes. I don't want to say the name, a taxpayer, I guess, asked for the minutes.
But your name's not in the minutes.
No, and I told Mr. Del Sordi, I said, myself and Michelle Sullivan made comments and they're not reflected in the minutes.
Okay,
you know,
so,
we made comments in that,
but
in the March 29th executive session.
If your name is not in the minutes, then...
But Jim mentioned our name. There's a problem with the whole minute.
When did Jim mention your name?
When did he mention your name?
In the meeting, he mentioned that
but
it was myself and Michelle
session.
Sullivan. And it wasn't in, an executive session.
Right, so...
And it wasn't in the minutes.
The public knew until you made a speech.
We as a board know.
No. Jim?
No
wait
one
a
seems
Mark,
to know.
No one seems to know.
I'm a little confused. Okay. Jim either accused you in public or he did not.
He made, no, an executive session is when he brought out the names.
He's asking
of,
you a question
specifically. Jim accused you in public or he did not.
He did not accuse specifically in public, no.
Okay.
He, in executive session, but again, there's a taxpayer in there, you know, you'd have to be, I don't know what word she used, silly, I'll use, to not know who he was talking about.
Why?
Why?
Do you know what I
didn't say it. The taxpayer said it. The taxpayer said it.
Would you like to know what I saw?
I
saw nothing from Jim. What Jim put out. What I did see was a certain taxpayer, the same one who probably asked for the minutes, mention in a blog post that, oh, we picked on, he picked on the two who voted against the budget.
No, it was,
and then I saw your name in review on April 5th.
The individual who wanted the minutes was Mrs. Jean Errico. The individual who requested the minutes on the audio is Mrs. Jean Errico.
Okay.
That is the individual, so let's not...
So
please,
I stand correct.
Here we go again. Guilty
right,
by
Mark,
association.
Wait a minute. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Jim didn't mention names. The blog post said the two who voted against the budget, and then that was on right after the 29th, and then your name was in the Hunterdon Review on April 5th.
Confirmed in the
Hunterdon
Review.
So if Jim owes you an apology, what specifically does he owe you an apology for?
In the executive session minutes.
You are engaging in serious revisionist history right now.
No, I'm not.
You never once until this night mentioned that it was in the executive
session. You want to know why? Because the executive session minutes were never made public until Mrs. Errico requested them.
But then I sent
an email out. Then I sent an email out to Mr. Del Sordi.
I can't take this seriously. You keep changing what's wrong.
I'm taking this seriously. I sent an email out to Mr.
You
Del Sordi.
You keep changing why you've been wrong.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to 5 minutes.
Break.
Yeah.
I'll entertain a motion that we take a 5-minute break.
So moved.
So moved by Maria, seconded by Dan.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed.